So are you in your right mind? You must be, because you've tuned into the award-winning show In the Right Mind with Dan Adamini, voted by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters as like the best show ever. Well, maybe not the best show ever, but he has won awards for his show like every year he's been on. Once you've heard Dan's rants, limericks, and parody songs, you may think he's not in his right mind. And you're really not alone, so call to straighten him out. He'll listen to your like wishy-washy, whiny, liberal opinions, because he's totally that nice a guy. And if you agree with Dan, like every right-minded person totally does, give him a call, because Dan seriously needs some new friends. Whether he's in his right mind or not, here he is, award-winning host of In the Right Mind, Dan Adamini.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We have a guest on the line, and time is limited, so we'll get to the headlines and some of the stuff we normally do at the beginning of the show later, but I do want to get right into our guest, because when somebody takes the time out of their busy schedule to talk to us, we want to be gracious and be respectful of their time. So as a quick means of introduction, you know, we are in the Christmas season. We've been talking about that quite a bit, and there are groups who oppose the public display of nativity scenes and Christmas carols in the schools and many things along those lines. And most people on either side of the issue tend to be kind of intolerant of the other people's view. And I think the only way we make progress is when we have discussions with people who disagree with us. That doesn't mean we're always going to be able to persuade them that we're right, and they may not be able to persuade us that they're right, but the only time we ever have anything good happen is when we have the sensible discussion. And in the spirit of that, I have somebody from the Freedom From Religion Foundation on the phone who's going to talk with us for a while, Dan Barker. And Dan, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Dan. Good morning.
Good morning. And I do thank you for taking time out of your schedule to talk, because, you know, there's a lot of people who have misconceptions. Hopefully we can clear some of that up. After that, they may or may not still agree with the purpose, just like there's people who don't agree with my purpose. But as I said, the fact that we may or may not disagree doesn't make us enemies, and we should be able to be respectful of each other's opinion.
That's true. We're all members of the same species.
So with that being said, I guess I'd just like to give you an opportunity to introduce yourself and the organization, because you could do that much better than I could on your behalf.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is a national organization of non-believers. Most of our members call themselves atheists or agnostics, and a few of them use some creative words, you know, and we even have a few believers who join us. We don't have a litmus test. In fact, a lot of Christians, Protestants and Catholics and Jews support our work to keep religion and government separate. That in America, we all have the freedom to think what we want or not, to speak like we want or not, but we don't have the freedom to ask our government to take sides. So we take legal action, we sue the government whenever the government is crossing the line of separation of state and church. And we also we have almost 22,000 members now, and we're expanding, we're growing fast. We also work to educate the public about the views of non-believers. You know, we're not a political group. We have Republicans in the group. We even have a couple Tea Party members. I think most of our members are liberal, but that's not our issue. You know, we have some libertarians, and I think we have one communist, actually, and a lot of Democrats. But we focus on keeping religion and government separate and educating the public about what is it that non-believers actually think.
And I think that's important, because a lot of people, now, some might be misconceptions, some might be actually accurate. And I think most of us understand that the government is not permitted and certainly never should endorse a particular religion over another. In fact, the reason we have the Establishment Clause is the fact that in the early days of this country, there were states where it was against the law to practice your faith if you were Catholic, or if you were a Jewish person, you were a second-class citizen, or various faiths. Every state had their own sects, and those non-majority groups were second-class citizens. So the reason we have that is so everybody can practice freely and not be treated as a second-class citizen. Do we agree on that part?
Yeah, there's a difference between free speech and government speech. So when you and I speak, we have freedom. This is our country. We're not a country underneath a monarch or a king or a lord or a church or a sovereign. We're a country based on we the people. So when we speak, we have freedom, and freedom to assemble, freedom to believe. But when the government speaks, the government does not have freedom. The government's mouth is bound. Its hands are tied. The government has to back off and be neutral. And there's a lot of believers who don't see that distinction. They think, well, it's okay if our mayor uses City Hall to promote Christianity, not realizing, as you say, that there are minority viewpoints in that town who are second-class citizens as a result.